Chapter 14. And the next plan is... Oh, my, Cinderella says. We're in the stepsister's room examining the dress in one of the mirrors. She looks at herself from all angles. Oh, my, oh, my. I am really not a good designer. No, I say. You're really not. You can keep practicing, Jonah says. You don't get good at something overnight. That's true, I say, but it's already Sunday evening. It's almost dinner time. We only have a day and a half left to raise $100. Cinderella sighs. What? I ask. It just seems like an awful lot of work for something that's not going to be needed in the end. I mean, if this convinces Farrah to help me, I'm going to marry the prince and live in the palace. I won't need the apartment after all. You could keep the apartment for your office, Jonah says. She makes a sad face. My office for what? Your job, I remind her. I want to get married one day, but I still want to be a judge. Even if you do marry the prince, you might discover you like being self-reliant. Even a princess should feel self-reliant. In the meantime, you still need a job. Are you sure you don't want to be a cleaning person? Or maybe just a clothes washer? I hate washing clothes, Cinderella says. My hands are all chapped, and it's boring. I want to make something. You're making something cleaner, I say. Cinderella shrugs. Is the chicken Caesar salad done? Yep, all set. Oh, good. Did you make anything for dessert? No, were we supposed to? I can do it. But we better hurry. They'll be home soon, and they eat at 7. My stomach grumbles. When do we eat? After they eat. Oh, man, Jonah wails. I'm hungry. We help Cinderella back down the stairs and into the kitchen. We hear the front door open, and then Betty butts her head in. I hope dinner is almost ready, she says. Gazooty, Jonah says. Hmm? That's Smithvillian for almost, he explains. She rolls her eyes and steps out. So, what should we make? I ask, flipping through the cookbook. Cake? Lemon meringue pie? Cookies? What about brownies? Jonah asks. Yum, I love brownies, I say. Let's make them. Cinderella's face scrunches up. What are brownies? Both my brothers and my jaws fall open. What are brownies? I yell. Are you joking? She shakes her head. I've never heard of them. You've never tried a chocolate brownie? Jonah repeats, dumbfounded. I've never tried any kind of brownie, she says with a shrug. You really need to get out more, I say. I'm sure they're in the book. I flip through the pages. Cinnamon cupcakes, pineapple tarts, chocolate chip cookies, apple muffins, but no brownies. No brownies? I can't find a single brownie recipe. This should be illegal. What is a brownie, exactly? She asks. It's a small square of deliciousness, I say. So let's make some, Cinderella says. Do you know how? It's easy, Jonah says. You take the brownie mix off the shelf and give it to your mom and dad, and they mix it with some stuff. His face falls. Either he just realized that Cinderella doesn't have any brownie mix, or he remembered that our parents don't have much time for brownie making right now. Oh, he says, I guess that won't work. You probably have to make it from scratch. So, what's the recipe? Cinderella asks. I look at Jonah. He looks at me. I don't know, I say. Our parents never made them from scratch. Okay, why don't you tell me what it tastes like? Cinderella asks. Maybe I can figure it out. They're chocolatey. They're like a cross between a cookie and a cake, I say. Cinderella ties an apron around her waist and pulls out a mixing bowl. I do a lot of baking, so we'll have some trial and error. Do you mind being my tasters? That is something I wouldn't mind at all, Jonah says. Bring on the brownies. I'm getting an idea here. You do a lot of baking? Yep, she says, turning on the oven. Lots. Do you like baking? Is it something you could do even more of? Sure, she says. I find it relaxing. Here's the big one. Are you any good at it? I'm not bad, she says with a shrug. Are you a better baker than you are a sewer? I ask. She laughs. Much better. Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking? My mind is racing. I'm thinking that this could be your job. You can bake brownies and sell them. All of Flume would come and buy them because you're the only person who makes them. Where would I sell them? Cinderella asks. Your apartment, I say. It'll be an apartment and bakery. It's on the ground floor. It's perfect. You want me to start my own shop? Yes, wouldn't that be cool? You could call it Cinderella's Brownies. Wait, no, that doesn't have alliteration. It's really too bad you're not making cookies. Cinderella's Cookies has alliteration. Maybe not alliteration, but close enough. Flume already has cookies, Cinderella says. I drum my fingers against the counter. Right. And you have cakes and cupcakes too, huh? She nods. We do. Oh, well, brownies it is. I'll keep thinking about the name. But I need to sell these brownies before I have the money to get the apartment, Cinderella says. I guess we could sell them at the market. We could set up a booth. Perfect, I say. We'll go tomorrow. Hooray! Jonah cheers. Our problems aren't solved yet, Cinderella says, her forehead wrinkling. I still don't know how to make the brownies. Oh, right. You will. I have complete faith in your baking skills. I hope I don't have to eat those words.